Joining us now, the Coach's Corner, powered by Hy-Vee, Newton softball coach Corey Liker. Coach, a couple of tough one-run losses this week. Talk a little bit about how the team played and what you could have done just a little bit better to come out with wins in those.
Yeah, it's been a long week finding our stride. I think we made it. Base running errors was our biggest issue this week. We got to clean those base running errors, and then a lot of the younger kids got to realize what the situation is and actually listen. But they're learning, so that's all you can ask for at this point in the season, and getting better. So if we can clean up some base running errors, we had a few fielding errors, but overall this week, midweek, they started playing better and started holding themselves more accountable, and once that happens, we'll get on the right track here eventually.
Sometimes dealing with those younger players, it's this week and something else the next week. So.
Yeah, they just got to realize there's a lot to think about, what you're going to do either with the ball if you're on defense, or if there's a runner in front of you or behind you, when to go, when not to go. There's just a lot to think about, and then when the ball's hit, their mind goes to chaos, and they just got to listen.
Just takes experience to get that kind of down. Max Sims, look at her batting average. She still seems to be doing a great job for you guys.
Yeah, she had a good outing the other night against Pella. I think she went 1-for-2 with 2 walks. So that was good from the leadoff position. And anytime she can get on, we can create havoc on the bases. And then we flopped Brooklyn down in the 9-hole and switched her back to right-handed for last game, and she did a good job in JV, so I threw her in the lineup in 9-hole, and she did really, really well from the right-hand side of the plate. Takes a little bit to get adjusted to that slap hitting from the left side, and it's a little bit of more of adjustment than we're ready for right now, I think. So I'm going to keep her on the right side of the plate for now, and then depending on the situation, if I need to flip her, I will.
The week coming up, another busy one, 6 games this week, couple doubleheaders. You got Indianola and Dallas Center Grimes in there, along with, I believe, wrapping up the week with Des Moines East. Talk a little bit about that schedule.
Yeah, so going into the regionals, once you get pairings and everything, it's good to play the type of competition we played all season with all these ranked teams. So that's what you're going to face when you get into regionals, is good competition. And if you play competition where you just want a winning record, that really does you no good. So we play tough competition, and that's what we want. So if we can finish strong, it's not a matter of how you start.
Yeah. I know you've only basically used 3 pitchers all year, haven't you?
Yeah, well, mostly Laylee Hammonds and Lexi Fraze. They're my 2 main pitchers. And then if they need a break, or I'll go to Brooklyn Britton to help us out. But, yeah.
It would be nice to have a few more arms.
Yeah, it would be nice to have a few more arms, and because it's a long season, pitching a lot. But this is part of it. So they just got to get in the grind, and then that weight room's important, and conditioning.
Do you have any younger pitchers coming up that you're kind of keeping an eye on?
I think I got a 6th grader, Tabitha. She's a 6th grader right now. She's throwing some. And then you'd have to ask Kaya on that at the middle school level. But, yeah, it takes a lot of work to be a pitcher. It's probably one of the most grueling and hardest positions on the field, because you got to put in a ton of time. And it's not so much, speed helps, but spins are more important in softball and hitting your spots than it is that speed.
Well, I appreciate your time. Good luck on the week ahead.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Thanks for being here.
And that is head softball coach Corey Liker joining us on Coach's Corner, powered by Hy-Vee.